Welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf and Eagles cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah. And Nnamdi, I want to start with what we heard about the players-only meeting that Michael Vick told us about. You know, I'm not going to ask you what was said, but what does that sort of do? Does it help to bring guys together? Does it help to hear guys air out some of the grievances that they have?
I think even more than what is said at those meetings, I think just the fact that you have one of those meetings, it's kind of like something that gets every player kind of realizing, look, we have to get this thing going, you know, right now. You know, it's those meetings happen when you're in a position like you're in. You know, we're 3-4, and we need to turn it around. And, it's the effort. It's not like the effort isn't there, but I think, you know, guys just want to get some things off their chest and know that we should be more focused with what we're doing, and then we'll get the results that we want. So I just, having those meetings, the biggest thing is having the meeting. Obviously, what you say is going to be great, and it can be very beneficial. But you know, just the fact that you have the meeting kind of tells people, let's get going.
When you hear guys say stuff like, we're too good to be 3-4. We're too good to lose 3 games in a row. Do you think, you know, right now we are what our record says. We have to go out on the field and prove how good we are.
100%. But we all feel that way. You don't want to sit and look on paper and look at, you know, who we have and blah 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 and what we've done. None of that matters except for what happens on Sunday and what goes on throughout the week in practice. So we feel like we have to prove it. I mean, no one's going to hand it to you. You can go through this whole season and be 0-16 with the best players. It doesn't matter. You got to go out and win games, bottom line.
Last week, obviously not a great debut for Todd Bowles in terms of how the defense did, I think, scores on the first 6 drives for the Falcons. Was it just a case of them lining up and beating you guys one-on-one or something else?
No, I mean, they got some plays on us, but to be honest, they got very few plays on us when you look at the grand scheme of it, and it's just those moments, those big plays or those penalties that we have at the wrong time, you know, those things are the things that we have to cut down no matter what. I mean, there were some times when we could have gotten off the field and we were getting some penalties, and you might get one or two of those, but it seemed like we kept getting them.
Yeah.
And kind of put us in a hole, and then big plays put us in, you know, it's just tough, but we understand that there wasn't anything that they did that was, you know, out of this world that we couldn't have stopped.
When, you know, as a cornerback, you have to have a short memory, obviously. When you get beat by Julio Jones down there, now, you know, that's not a place you've been much in your career.
Right.
Is it tough to come back from that, or is that strictly, you know, you learn from it and then apply moving forward?
Yeah, definitely not a place I've been too much. But the thing is, you do have to have that short memory. I think as a cornerback, you learn very early that the next play then becomes the most important play. You know, and it's how you bounce back and the next things that happen. So you don't lose any confidence in those situations. And look, we play against good players. You know, every now and then somebody's going to make a play, and we know that if we're competing, if we're giving the effort that we need, you know, hopefully the things work out for us, you know. So something like that, you definitely have to have a short memory and just kind of go on to the next play and see how you can take it back.
This week, another big offensive challenge, Drew Brees and the Saints. They have so many weapons on offense, and Drew Brees is so good at getting rid of the ball quickly. Does that change what you guys have to do on defense at all?
There might be a couple different things that you do on defense, but it shouldn't cause for a drastic change of the defense. I think there's things that we've done well throughout the year that we can still do that can definitely be beneficial against Drew Brees or against any other quarterback. And you know, he's got a command of his offense, and we've been studying the film to try to figure out exactly what he's seeing and see how we can get a jump on it.
Is there something that makes him so good against the blitz and getting rid of the ball so quickly?
I mean, what makes him good against the blitz is the fact that he gets rid of the ball quickly, you know. So that's his thing. He doesn't hold it very long. They do take their shots down the field, but, you know, he's been a guy that throughout his career, he knows where the outlet is, you know, and he understands where the quick route is that can get him, that can get the ball out of his hands before the blitz gets there. So we just have to come out and fight, and we should be fine.
All right, let's turn the page to this week's Bird on a Wire. Last week, we dropped a bomb, went Michael Vick and Omar Little. This week, let's go with one of the soldiers, guy who's I think is one of the more interesting characters, Slim Charles.
I liked Slim Charles. You know, I liked his character from beginning to end. You kind of saw how he grew throughout the series.
Yep.
You know, he started maybe as like one of the little, you know, he was on the corner.
Muscle.
He was a muscle guy. And then he worked his way up. And,
he grew physically, too. He got from really skinny to a little bit wider.
He grew physically, and so the guy that we thought matched that was Cullen Jenkins.
I like this.
Because Cullen, in the same way, grew physically, started to become a force the more and more he was in the league and the more experience that he had. He came in. I don't know, was he undrafted, I think?
Or? Undrafted,
yeah,
went to NFL Europe. So, you know, he lasted longer. He's had a great career, lasted longer than you probably thought in the beginning. Sort of like Slim Charles, I think.
And like Slim Charles, because there were a couple times I thought, you know, I don't know where they're going with Slim Charles' character. He might be gone pretty soon. And then all the way up until the end, Slim Charles is still there.
Yeah, you know? Well, Slim, that adaptability, because Slim goes from working for Avon to working for Prop Joe. Cullen Jenkins, scheme versatile, has been playing in a 3-4 and a 4-3, successful in both during his career. I think that counts for both their sakes.
Being able to work in whatever scheme, or no matter who your coach is or no matter who's in charge, you know, still being able to be one of the loyal, you know, veteran guys, that's Cullen, and that's definitely Slim.
So this week's trivia question, we're going to go to the last episode of the series when Slim kills the last person that he kills on the show. First of all, who is it? That's the easy part. The second part, what are the four words he says afterwards when he's questioned about it? All right, so that does it for this week's Bird on a Wire. Thanks again to Nnamdi Asomugha for dropping by. We've got more on the other side on this Friday edition of Eagles Nightly.